You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Stephen A. Smith is insisting some deal about Donald Trump is involved. I got to get to this clip here, and I don't have it handy, so give me a second on it. Stephen A. Smith on Donald, on Chauncey. Oh, God. He made an accusation that Donald Trump,
you know what world that
is behind this thing with the NBA. I don't know if I believe it.
I live in terms of politics. How many times, for one incident after another, have I said, Trump is coming? He's coming. I'm going to say it on national television again. Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden you hearing ICE is going to be there, looking to engage in mass deportations. The Super Bowl, disrupting things. Big night for the NBA. Wembanyama put on a show.
That's Wembanyama.
That has now been smeared because we're talking about this story, okay? Remember, Trump has a long, long history connected to the world of sports because he had those casinos. Where do you think folks were coming half the time? I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the culture. When people want to go to a casino, when people want to gamble, when people want to party or whatever the case.
Okay, I understand that people don't like Trump, but I don't understand how. I mean, it's not like these guys didn't do these things, according to the police. This has been a 2.5-year investigation.
Maybe. This was his kind of connection to that. Why am I glad you're here, Monica? Because don't be surprised if the WNBA is next on his list. Mm-hmm. Because when you've got all of these protests that have been going out there and people that have been protesting against him and what have you, this man is coming.
I can't even. So ridiculous, I can't even listen to the whole goddamn thing. Cash Patel, he had a comment about Stephen A. Smith. Let's get to that.
Yeah, down the street. By the way, this was so wild. Stephen A. Smith, the sports commentator, suggested that this was revenge from the president for all the kind of left-wing activism of the NBA. Your response to that, 15 seconds.
I'm the FBI director. I decide which arrest to conduct and which not to conduct. That may be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard out of anyone in modern history. And I live most of my time in Washington, D.C. It's right up there with Adam Schiff. We arrest people for crimes.
Yeah, down the street. By the way.
I actually like Cash Patel. There's nothing holding back, Sean. This is sent along by Bread Bull. No, Man Bun Chris.
Oh, I'm mistaken. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibition. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Thank you. not Shawn Mendes, but some guy doing it. And it's getting a lot of press because this guy's getting grilled. I love that guy. This is a clip of Terry Rozier, one of the guys accused of betting the under on all the prop bets. All the shit that he won. This is how shitty this guy is. Oops. Turnover. Everything here, he's acting like it was an accident, done on purpose. Oh, that one's the worst. Because if you notice, he's got the basketball watch. He's just going to throw it to number 45. Like, here, you take it. Fuck you. Oh! That is so obvious that he's allowing those moments to happen. Oh, God, he throws it right to the other guy. It couldn't be more obvious. So you look at it through the lens of today, after all these people have been indicted. And it's like, well, absolutely. Becca Shea says, he is the most ridiculous-looking person I've ever seen. Why are his eyes always that big? Referring to Cash Patel. Well, I don't think he's the most ridiculous-looking person that I've ever seen. I mean, about the only thing I will say about Cash Patel is that his eyes may be a little too close together. Outside of that, I don't think there's anything wrong with how he looks. This is a video about Chauncey Billups. The NBA gambling scandal went from awful to somehow more awful. This is concerning the clip of Chauncey Billups saying, making reference to a poker game hours before being arrested.
Today has gone from awful to somehow worse for the NBA, as we initially thought that Chauncey Billups was just involved in the poker side of things. But after we looked at that indictment, certainly looks like he may be involved in the sports betting scandal as well. And inside the Operation Nothing But Net indictments, we saw that co-conspirator 8, an individual whose identity is known to the grand jury, was a resident Oregon. Co-conspirator 8 was an NBA player from approximately 1997 through 2014 and an NBA coach since at least 2021. They're almost like playing Jeopardy with us. Co-conspirator 8.
So that all lines up with what he's done.
Told Ernest before the news was publicly announced that several of the Trailblazers' best players, including player 1, an individual whose identity is known to the grand jury, would not be playing in the March 24th game. That's one day after the Terry Rozier game, by the way. The information that the Trailblazers would be tanking and not playing player one was not available to the public, including the betting company. So obviously, as Pablo Torre has pointed out, certainly sounds like Chauncey Bill. And this is bad for the NBA. A coach telling gamblers that he knows from poker games that he wasn't going to play a certain player and that his team was tanking, that is bad, bad.
Does it mean Chauncey Billups is going away for life? No. But for the aspect of the integrity of the NBA, bad. Pair that with what Brian Windhorst said on the Rich Eisen show today. He wanted to point something out. The sportsbooks caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened. And guess what? Rozier didn't play the rest of that season. And he had faked the injury. So it wasn't the cause of the injury. The NBA pulled him. The quote doesn't really make sense. I think he's saying like, oh, it wasn't because of the injury that he didn't play. It was because the NBA told them, you're not playing for the rest of the season. Windhorst went on to say that Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups use their positions as coaches of teams to tell people who may be available. By the way, Damon Jones, go check it out, who he's heavily involved with. The King, LeBron James. That's more conspiracy stuff. Let's keep it down the middle. Windhorst was then asked by Eisen as a follow-up to clarify that Billups' alleged involvement goes beyond poker matches, and Windhorst said yes. Also, that game, March 24, 2023, that was a game between the Blazers and the Nuggets. Blazers lost by 28. Jeremy Grant was not available. Dame wasn't available. Nurkic and Simons were not available. This is all crazy. This could get bad for the NBA. It's not like the NBA will cease to exist, but this is not good. If they swept things under the rug, not good at all. Chauncey Billups' last words at his press conference last night were, I let the chips fall where they may. And then he was arrested this morning. This is like peak drama. I mean, I'm loving it, but like this is no good.
No, he's right. I'm loving it too, and I'll take it a step further. If the dude he was talking about there, after it was revealed that the NBA knew about this guy and his gambling, whatever the fuck his name was, he was just talking about, and they said, "Yeah, you're not gonna play the rest of the year. It's gonna say that you're injured," and he wasn't injured. Doesn't that lend a little bit of credibility to the idea many, many years ago when Michael Jordan suddenly left the game of basketball to play minor league baseball? Doesn't that kind of, you know, make you think? Because that idea has been floated many, many times, that he was involved in some degree of something illegal gambling-wise or something, betting on the game, and he had to sit like a compromise. We don't want you to go away permanently, but you do have to go away, which is crazy to me. Why would you even let him go away? Just turn the other way if he's doing it. It's Michael Jordan, for God's sake. Anyway, that's just my own. I haven't heard anybody else talking about that, but this is incredible. God. Corn Pop says, Greggy Woot looks worse than Cash Money Patel. Red Bull Brain Chris says, exactly. No, he just wanted to try baseball for a year. Yeah, my ass. The fuck he did. Okay. Kristen Bell has been getting heat. Have you been following this? She, of course, married a Dax Shepard. And she was supposed to appear on the Today Show this week on Wednesday to talk about some show on NBC, you know, the usual promotional appearance. And she ended up pulling the plug on it because I guess she made a comment about being married to Dax. And everybody started beating her up about it. I guess Dax has been in recovery for quite some time, or he used to be an asshole. Now he's not an asshole. Now he's not a drunk or a druggie and a good husband. 45-year-old Kristen Bell made a post about her husband. On Saturday, she shared an Instagram post of her and Dax hugging with the caption, "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, quote, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would." Now, okay, so you see that, and I think giving benefit of the doubt, it's a big tongue-in-cheek thing that he said, and she's, I don't know, who knows? Who cares? I don't know what to think about that. It doesn't matter what I think about that. She was accused of making light of domestic violence. I guess it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. One person wrote, "Just an FYI, posting this caption during Domestic Violence Awareness Month is unbelievably tone deaf. Please reconsider," one commenter wrote. By the way, this is the picture. Here they are, sharing an embrace. Here's her foot, by the way. I like that part. That's the best part of this whole thing. Now, I don't know what the fuck he was saying. I don't know what the fuck she was quoting. I don't care. Kristen, there's no way you posted this during Domestic Violence Awareness Month, another person said. On Tuesday, a domestic violence advocacy group has slammed the Forgetting Sarah Marshall actress. There's nothing funny about domestic violence jokes that trivialize the very real fear, trauma, and pain. Oh, how do you know she's trivializing anything? Who gives a shit? At the best, you should be, or at the worst, you should be thanking her for making everyone aware that it is. I mean, I didn't know it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Not until she made that post and everybody got pissed off. And then this story makes a New York Post that I become aware. I mean, it's not like I'm going, oh, boy, it's, oh, God, yeah, hey, it's DV month. Dicks out for DV. I mean, I don't know that. I'm guessing most people don't. Some do. But it's not like she's saying, sorry you got punched in the face. I mean, all she's doing is telling, talking about a moment, and I don't accept this as her doing anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. At best, she actually put it, or at worst, she put a spotlight on it. Hell, he said it to her. At one point, Dax said something terrible to me. How do we know she's being cheeky? We don't know anything. Give her a fucking break. Please don't joke about domestic violence. Please keep in mind that this is something real that lots of people suffer on a daily basis. Right, and she's pointing it out. They have not responded to the controversy. Belle is currently promoting season 2 of her Netflix rom-com, Nobody Wants This, in which she plays an agnostic woman. Whatever, I don't give a shit about that. No, that's she's done awareness about DV month. She's actually promoted it because everybody is so goddamn sensitive. And them bitching at her because of this post has shined a spotlight on it. There is no way that Kristen Bell would have anything negative to say about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Frankly, I think there shouldn't be any months. We need to get back to no months, National Anything Month. You can't have National Anything Months or days or years or weeks. You can only have Christmas, Easter, and New Year's, Thanksgiving, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, and that's it. There is no more anything. Day one of the presidency, executive order. You cannot have months or days for anything at all. In my executive order, I would say these things we should all be aware of and then list them all on the binder. Domestic violence, drug awareness, whatever. List them all. Say we have now made it so that every day is these days and we will never have any other days. Pride, everything. You are no longer allowed to have any of these moments. You can only have Christmas, New Year's, Easter, St. Patrick's Day. Tyler says no more birthdays either. No, you got to have birthdays. That's ridiculous. What I'm saying is not ridiculous. How about, isn't October, if October is Domestic Violence Month, isn't this also like Wear Something Pink Breast Cancer Awareness Month? As if we wouldn't be aware of breast cancer if there was no Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We welcome into the chat Up North Justin 82. Good morning, EZ and everyone. Black Belt Nick says, I think it's Autism Awareness Month too. Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, it's probably not anymore is Peanut Allergy Awareness Month. I just read that peanut allergies have been going away. Peanut allergies on the decline. I'm pretty sure there was a thing that started to occur where physicians would introduce the contagions or the allergens of peanuts into children at an early age. Now, I don't think it was as simple as like just taking a bunch of peanut dust and throwing it in the kid's face, but I'm pretty sure there has been an effort to expose children to peanuts in a recommended time frame. Research has indicated that early introduction can prevent about 1 in 200 infants from developing a food allergy. I thought it'd be more. But they are on the decline due to public health recommendations. Early introduction is now the recommended approach and has been shown to reduce the risk of developing a food allergy. That's a pain in the ass, man. You know, if you have kids, like who just had a kid in the audience? It was Alan. So, Alan, at some point today, you got to get some peanuts and then grind them up and then sprinkle them on the kid like snowfall. You might want to check with your doctor on that, but I'm pretty sure that that is the exact procedure. Just grind up the peanuts and then dust the child with peanut, and then they're good to go. Okay? Bread Bull Brain Chris says Trump cured peanut allergies. David in Hudsonville said that wasn't a thing when I grew up, soft-ass kids. Well, I don't know if it's anything by, like, their choice. I think it actually manifested physiologically within humans. I don't think it was anything that it was because they're pussies. It's actually a thing. I mean, if someone has a peanut allergy and you expose them to it, they could very well die. It's like when somebody gets stung by a bee and they're allergic to that. You got to have the EpiPen nearby. So I don't think it has to do with being soft, but we can fix that by sprinkling peanut on babies. I'm not even kidding. Tyler says, we did that with our son. There are products that contain common allergens that you feed your baby to get early exposure. Pediatrician said he recommended it. All right. Yeah, there was a kid in Jim and Jackie's school who had a peanut allergy, and everybody had to like bend over backward for him because everything is made with peanuts. My God. It's like people who are allergic to wheat. Oh, what a pain in the ass. Yeah, it's got to be gluten-free. Oh, God. I would rather just throw myself into a goddamn wood chipper than having to be gluten-free. I remember we had some folks over. It was Steve and I forgot his wife's name. The guy used to own Striders. And she walked into the house and she's like, is this house gluten-free? And I'm like, huh? Is this a gluten-free home? I go, no, it's all gluten. It's nothing but gluten. Well, I better get outside. Okay. We're going to eat out there anyway. I make the chicken. And put the barbecue sauce on it. It was sweet, what is that called? Sweet Bobby Sue's Sweet Baby Ray's. Best barbecue sauce on the planet, by the way. Serving the chicken. Is that gluten-free sauce? Yeah. Sure is. Isn't gluten wheat? Why would gluten be in barbecue sauce? Yeah, oh yeah, it's new. It's Sweet Baby Ray's gluten-free. This is gluten-free chicken. It is? It's chicken. Son of a bitch. So if I meet new friends ever again in my life, and they say, yeah, we're gluten-free, I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. I don't want to talk to you. You're a pain in the ass. Cole writes, is this house gluten-free? Fuck you. Ugh. Terrible. All right. Enough about that. Moving on my list of things to talk about. Boy, where are my list of things to talk about? The best-selling author, Jodi Picoult. I've read one of her books called The Pact, P-A-C-T. Star-crossed lovers, high schoolers, who agreed they would both take their own lives for some weird reason. I don't remember what. Well, the one, I don't remember if it was the boy or the girl. He tried to unalive himself, and he got the yips, and he did pull the trigger, but he didn't die. And so they tried to get him on murder. Spoiler alert, I think he beat the rap. It was a really good book. I read it in 08. I don't know why I remember that. Well, I do know why I remember that, but I don't want to get into it. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane for an amazing gift site, uncommongoods.com. Handmade artisan creations for you to buy for someone as an amazing gift. I found a storybook DIY kit. I know you've seen these on bookshelves at bookstores where it says you can, quote, open a magical portal on your bookshelf when you build one of these wonderfully detailed 3D scenarios. Went book shopping with Pooh Bear. You know, that's her thing. And she saw one of these. She goes, oh, I would love one of these. Well, it just so happens since I've partnered with Uncommon Goods, they feature these for sale. Plus, thousands of other amazing products that you can check out for that special gift for someone. The holidays are fast approaching. You can do your shopping right from your laptop or desktop or your mobile device. UncommonGoods.com. Uncommon Goods curates products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made right here in the good old US of A. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses because they're made in small batches. The best finds can sell out fast. So go there and look around. Uncommongoods.com. You won't believe some of the things that are available to help your shopping experience to make someone very, very happy. Uncommongoods.com has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans to foodies. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And it's time to save some cash. That's right. Shop early, have fun, just in time for the holidays. Get 15% off your next gift when you go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane right now for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. uncommongoods.com/Zane. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Picot, this woman, I mean, everything she touches turns to gold. Every book she writes. And she has become a banned author. Because this is the day and an age that we're in that if you write anything, the best thing that can happen to you is you get banned by schools. And that's happening. So they've been banning her books in schools for quite some time for whatever reason. You know how it is. I mean, Trump is in office. If there's any gayness in your books, they're banned. If there's anything that can offend, that doesn't align with people on the right, it's getting banned. This high school in a community known as Gas City, Indiana, which is, you know, is a bunch of fucking rednecks. The school was doing a play of one of her books, a screenplay, live play of a book called Between the Lines. And they were worried because, okay, there's some sexual innuendo here and there's references to alcohol in the musical. The superintendent of the school is Jeremy Fuel. He said, all right, we're banning it. So the kids go and they work their asses off. They come up with the production. They do it. And I don't know about you, but if I'm a kid, especially a theater kid, they're always fucked up to begin with. If I'm theater kid and I am allowed to do a play that has some adult themes, I'm proud of that. I like that. You're treated like a big person. Leave them alone. You want to have the theater kids doing what they want to do. Like if I ran a school, even if it was the most hilljack community you could find, the theater kids are not hilljack. That's where you have all the free spirits, the open-minded people, the gays, the transgenders, the dorks, and they're all brilliant. They're all smarter than all the stupid hillbillies who plow fields. You leave them alone, all right? The second you take shit away from them, that's how school shootings occur. You don't want these weird fuckers having to put up with your bullshit about what they can and can't do. So all these nerds, they decide to do Jodi Picoult's Between the Lines. And they put in hour after hour of hard work coming up with the play, all the backstage shit, all the lighting, all the riggers. My God, it's a huge production to put on a play. It takes a lot of moving parts, and it's great. Theater kids are the best. It was just like what Shirley Manson was saying. Yeah, they're a little dorky and a little weird, but if you don't have that, it's white bread. Do not fuck with theater or band or chorus. Let them be dorks. Let them make their productions. They're going to find a way and probably have sex with each other. Stevie says, I was a theater kid. 100% tracks. 100%. David says Stephen King has a ton of banned books. It's not even just a sex issue anymore. Why is everyone so sensitive? Exactly. And that's coming from a right winger. David is part of the MAGA army. I don't even know if this is a MAGA thing anymore, honestly. Jody Picot weighed in. She says, it's devastating for us to know that these kids who put in hundreds of hours of hard work had that torn away from them because of the objections of one parent. Jody Picot said, what I know perhaps better than most people as someone whose books have been banned is when one parent starts deciding what is appropriate and what is inappropriate for the children of other parents, we have a problem. Picot noted that the same Indiana high school had previously produced Grease, where the sexual innuendo and alcohol abuse is much greater, including a pregnancy scare scene, sex-mad teens, and the line, did she put up a fight? Oh, yeah. Tell me more. Did she put up a fight? Yeah, they thought Rizzo was it Rizzo who was Preggers? They thought it was Preggers, or was it the, I think it was Rizzo. Kanicki. Was it Kanicki, we think? Kanicki thought that Rizzo was pregnant. Rizzo thought she was pregnant, but it wasn't a pregnancy. And that was that. Between the Lines centers on Delilah, an outsider in a new school who finds solace in a book and realizes she has the power to write her own story and narrate her own life. It is a very benign message, and it's actually a really important one for adolescents today, says Picot. The original work featured a non-binary character, had already been edited with licensed changes to make it more quote-unquote palatable for our MAGA audience, conservatives, including removing any reference to the non-binary character's gender orientation. That alone is embarrassing. The production of the play had been scheduled for next weekend, and they just now pulled the plug on it. So everybody had worked on it, and then they yanked it. Picot is a best-selling author of My Sister's Keeper and Small Great Things. Has also written about the moments leading up to a school shooting in the book 19 Minutes, which was banned 16 times last school year, according to Pen America, making her the nation's fourth most banned author. Quote, I had 20 books banned in one school district in Florida alone because of one parent's objection. And the parent admitted she had not read any of the books. She said they were banned for mature content and sexuality. There were books of mine that did not even have a single kiss in them. My God. Well, read the fucking book before you decide to bitch about it. I don't know. I say let them all. No more banning of books. It's ridiculous. David in Hudsonville says, banning books is stupid. If you don't like it, just don't read it. No different than a movie, TV show, or music. Yeah, well, parents that don't do a good job of raising their kids, they try to make up for it by being busybodies and engaging in this bullshit. Very, very dumb, in my opinion. Hey, thanks to Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. Open enrollment starts November 1 for those who get their insurance through the marketplace. Don't just let it renew automatically. Reach out to Frank and get an update. Have him take a look at what you're doing to make sure it's the right thing for you. Now, I've been telling you about going to buyinsurancehere.com, but even better, go to appointmentwithfrank.com. When you go to the site appointmentwithfrank.com, once you fill out the form and you can book an appointment with Frank or Isaac, depending on whose availability fits your needs better, it is then officially on their schedule. It can't come off. I said to him, I go, why didn't you tell me to tell everybody to go to that in the first place? But anyway, go to appointmentwithfrank.com. When it comes to haircuts, I get mine cut at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Great place to get your hair cut. They have three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. If you need exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules. Thank you also to key sponsor Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, the site of great food giveaway number 5, 6. The first one was 2020. I'm telling you this so that you can put it on your schedules. It is coming up on Monday, the 22nd of December. Great food giveaway number 6 will be passing around the hat and raising money to feed 150 families. I think we'll just keep it at that. I mean, that's a lot. That is a lot. And folks, line up. We do the best we can. 150 families will be fed thanks to you at Irvine's, ervines.com. They'll work on any car. They'll work on any EV or hybrid. ervines.com. If you have an unwanted tree on your property and you're in West Michigan, reach out to Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. They'll get rid of the tree. They'll grind down the stump. Perhaps there's some storm damage at your place. They'll clean up the mess. They'll trim your trees. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. Maureen just checking in. She says, oh, shoot, I always forget about the early start. Happy Friday, everyone. Glad you're here. I'm sorry, that's not Maureen. That is Man Bun Chris. I don't know why I thought, probably the M threw me off. Glad you're here, buddy. You've been very helpful. I was just going over some of the things that you sent me on X. Always very helpful. If you ever want to send me anything, reach out. Eric@ericzaneshow.com or however you get it to me. It can be featured right here on this show. I want to get into this. Some time ago, we started talking about this in one of the hard living line areas here north of where I live. This one particular community is like dirt poor. Unemployment is through the roof. I think they have 99.9999% unemployment in this particular community in Michigan. I think it's Mecosta County, Newaygo area. And this company called Goshen wanted to build a battery plant for EVs. This was how it was going to look. And like the whole county was going to work there. Unemployment would be non-existent with thousands of jobs available, good paying jobs. Well, the locals got together and got in their own way and have now fucked it all up. They'd been for years now fighting the building of this facility because they don't like the fact that it's run by a Chinese company. And so they think that that's communist. Now, the U.S. works with a lot of Chinese companies. And I think that most people would agree that as long as we get what we pay for, we don't give a shit. I don't understand why these hillbillies have done this, but they have actually been successful now in keeping this company Goshen from building this EV battery plant. And probably the final straw to make this academic is the state had offered all sorts of incentives for them to build this plant here. And after however long, the state now is pulling the cord on that and saying, no, we are no longer offering those incentives.
A controversial electric vehicle battery plant that was set to be built near Big Rapids will no longer be getting any state funding.
We first told you about the Goshen plant. Okay.
Look at these hicks. This is what I'm talking about the hard living line. When you have scum like these animals, denim is everywhere. Look at this hillbilly. Holy shit. Draped in the American flag. All this shit.
2022, when plans were announced. We've been tracking its minimal progress, protests, and legal pushbacks ever since.
News 8's Tessa Kresh explains why the money is off the table and asks community members how they feel about it.
Oh, this ought to be good.
For the last 3 years, this quiet stretch of Green Charter Township was set to become home to a massive EV battery plant. Now those plans appear to be over.
They were all rescued from a kill pen, so I let them run free.
For Lori Brock, whose farm is just a half mile from where the factory was planned, the announcement of the state's decision felt like the end of a long battle.
Oh, I started crying. I absolutely started crying. This has been 3 years of hell that they put us through.
Since the project was first announced in 2022, she and others in Green Charter Township organized petitions and advocated against the development.
It was just wrong. The whole thing about this was wrong.
Goshen promised to invest $2.4 billion and bring more than 2,000 jobs to Mecosta County. But many residents saw something else, a project that moved too quickly and ignored their voices.
It would have been horrible. It would have entirely uprooted our way of life. Half the people, more than half the people that live here because they don't want to be in the city.
But not, it's not a city. It's a place to work, asshole.
Not everyone is celebrating. Some in the area saw Goshen as a rare opportunity for growth in the region.
When we first heard the Goshen plan was looking to build in Mecosta County, we were very excited, bringing 2,300 good-paying jobs to a small community is life-changing for, or could be life-changing for a lot of folks.
John Epley with the Michigan Works West Central told News 8 the county's unemployment rate sits at 6.8%, above the state average, which is at 5.2%.
To have that level of unemployment in this county, that many jobs could have dramatically lowered that.
He calls the state's decision surprising, saying the project could have created both construction and long-term jobs for the region. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation says the project is abandoned. The state is now pulling $175 million in incentives, saying the company never met its construction or job creation milestones. That includes $125 million in suspended grants, $26 million for site preparation, and a demand for Goshen to pay back $23 million used to buy property.
We're planning a party, so we can't be happier at this point.
News 8 reached out to Goshen. Okay.
So these hillbillies are now celebrating. The jobs are not coming. The plan is not coming. They want to be left alone. They want to be poor. They want to be ugly. They want to smell bad. They want to have a low life expectancy because of their poverty. All right. Fuck you. You know, I kind of wish that Goshen, if they were run by somebody with inexhaustible money, which they probably are, build it anyway. Build it anyway. And still just stick their finger in their eye. I would dump all the toxic waste right in the street. I wouldn't even bother trying to get rid of it. I would just funnel it right there and put it right on the donkey lady's front yard. Fuck you. My God. Cole says it would have interrupted our way of life. ... Unemployed is our way of life. Young Adam Schwab says hard living liners against progress. Imagine that. Becca Shea says, good luck to them when they can't get food stamps or Medicaid. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, they want the government to stay out of their business and to keep those unemployment checks and food stamps coming. No shit. Go to work, you fucking pigs. Son of a bitch. Tyler says one out of every two babies born with fetal alcohol syndrome in this area. David says, go back to being poor, you losers. Piano Fingerbanger says this would have been a good thing for that area. What the fuck? Well, you heard the dollar amounts that Goshen was willing to spend there. For what, you know, and you're looking at whatever the acreage is that they do it. They make the plant. People come into work, and then you move on, all right? Big deal. Badger says they did the same thing for the Indian River water years ago. Becca Shea says, yay, no work for us. That's what the Hill Jacks are saying, LOL. My God. Up North, Justin says that's right around Big Rapids. Look, over at Fear Bunker North, if they say, all right, right next to you, EZ, we're going to build the Goshen plant. I don't give a fuck. I'll probably just sell the property if it's going to be interrupted. I mean, even me, I'd be like, if it was next to my property, I'd be like, well, we'll do the best we can. But if my property is now butted up to a factory, I might think about selling it. Not the end of the world. But at the end of the day, I know full well that it's an important piece, a cog in the community to help people who have no fucking money. My God, what a bunch of assholes. Jesus. Birch Barlow says, someone needs to keep the denim business operating. Up North, Justin says, I'm surrounded by interesting folks up here. And someone says, where is that? Yeah, Justin is definitely he's near the tip of the mitten in Michigan. Piano Finger Banger adds, okay, but what if they added a place for the Hill Jacks to hitch their donkeys to after they ride them to work? Donut dances, no kings and no factories. Tophus adds, Hill Jack's gonna Hill Jack. Goddamn. If they opened up a plant near Fear Bunker North and they're like, we want to buy up your property, we're gonna give you 10 times the amount per acre. I'd be like, where do I sign? I can get any shit property. All right. There was an oil derrick just south of where Fear Bunker North is. Exxon was drilling because they thought there was a massive vein or artery of, well, there is oil everywhere. That's pretty much understood. Like everywhere where there's land, there's oil, natural gas, whatever. And I'm like, my fingers were crossed the whole time. I'm like, come on. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. I'd be like, find a black gold ocean and I will sell this. Not enough. Traverse City is where Up North Justin is, that area, land of large homes, yachts, storage units, and lots of people that milk the system. Yoda World says probably because Goshen is seen as a communist-owned property. Yeah, well, you know, when you get in the hard living line areas, all they care about is using the word freedom recklessly. Freedom, patriots, all that shit. And it's lost on them that the U.S. does do business with countries that practice communism, like a lot of them. In fact, everything that they have in their home is because of the United States dealings with countries that have that are communist. Everything. If you have shit in your home, you have shit that's made in a communist country. Asshole. All right. The asshole of the day is happening right now, and we have several candidates. If you have a suggestion, by all means, make it in the chat. I'm writing it as we speak. I have an idea of what's going to be, unless there's a last second change. The Mecosta County fucks. have successfully thwarted Goshen in keeping themselves from 2,300 jobs because they are morons. Tyler says the ban garbage for making a bad business decision then blaming others for their problems. Asshole of the day, Cole says. Vegans, vegetarians, and gluten-free fucks. Yeah, they are kind of insufferable. At least one in particular from yesterday. Asshole. All right, that's going to do it. I'll talk to you later on, folks, on the Patreon. Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.